Blog Talk Radio.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
I'm definitely happy. Welcome to Step Your Game Up Saturday. This is your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio on Step Your Game Up Saturdays each and every Saturday, 5 p.m. on the West and 8 p.m. on the East. You got to get happy. It's Mother's Day weekend, May the 10th, 2014. So shout out to all the mothers out there that's enjoying their Mother's Day weekend and getting prepped and ready for tomorrow. Also, we got an extremely great show for you and an extremely great topic for you guys today. We are going to have a really great guest in on Steppy Game of Saturday today. We're going to have Kristen McIver, Program Director at the Urban Horticultural and Local Food Access in Pierce County District here. And we're going to be discussing, you know, community gardens and how we can come together, how it empowers communities. I'm also going to ask her some questions about the Mother Earth News Fair. And there just was a Harvest Pierce County Summit. And we're going to talk about that and more. So make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Again, that's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. And to get more about the urban horticulture and local food access in Pierce County, all you got to do is go to www.piercecd.org. Again, that's www.piercecd.org. I got some special people in the studio with me today, and I want to introduce them guys and have them give a shout-out to their moms for Mother's Day. So Isabel and Jacob is here. You want to come and give some love and show some love to your mommy and say happy Mother's Day? They're hanging out with us right here at Diva Spot. Hi, Isabel.
Hi.
Do you want to say happy Mom's Day to your mom?
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. How about you, Jacob? You want to say happy Mother's Day?
Yes. Say. Happy Mother's Day.
That's right here live on Diva Spot Radio. We got two other people here. We have Messiah. Messiah is here. Messiah, do you want to say happy Mother's Day? Come on over. How about you too, Makai? MTG is here in the studio with us. You want to say happy Mother's Day to your mom? Go ahead. Say it loud.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy.
Oh.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, thank you. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You know we love the kids. Have the kids call into the show today, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Now, I'm going to go ahead and bring my special guest in the building. We are so happy to have her here on the show right here on Diva Spot, and she is definitely a woman of her word and definitely doing big things in the community. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I would like to bring my special guest, Kristen McIvory, or she's going to help me correct that, McIvor, live in the building, program director at the Urban Horticulture. Welcome to Step Your Game Up Saturday.
Thank you. That was quite the welcome.
No problem. It's such an honor to have you here. You do a lot of things in the communities, giving gardening tips, and, you know, you just came from doing at Gray Middle School and I heard it was great. I'm sorry that I missed it, but at great, I got my times mixed up, but you did the Harvest Pierce County Summit in 2014 there, so thank you for doing that in our communities. And for those who don't know much about you, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell them how you got started and how long you've been doing this type of work in the community.
Sure. So I'm the director for Harvest Pierce County, which is a program of the Pierce Conservation District, and we work to create a community of abundance by connecting people to each other and to their food supply through urban agriculture and our local gleaning project. And so we have been a program for about 4 years now. We started when Mayor Marilyn Strickland worked really hard to promote the idea that Tacoma should have the most community gardens per capita of any city. And so we're not quite there yet, but we are working hard. And so in the last 5 or 6 years, Pierce County citizens have built almost 60 community gardens. We're at a total of 66 gardens
nice.
Now, and there's a couple in the works. And so community gardens are places where people come together and work together to take care of a piece of property, and it can do a lot of different things. A lot of them grow food for each other, grow food for themselves and their families. A lot of them grow food to feed people in the community that couldn't grow it for themselves at the moment. And then there's others that just want to reclaim a space and make it safe, make it beautiful. So we really work to support communities doing whatever they want to do in their neighborhood.
I think that's very, very awesome, and it's such a great thing to do that in your community, especially with those spaces, those abandoned lots that nobody is being used or is not being utilized, or, you know, those areas where houses used to be or parks that need to be updated. I really think it's a great thing to put a community garden in every park. It's a great way to bring the community together. What are some of the success stories that you can tell us about since you guys have been doing the community gardens, how it has changed your community and has had a large positive impact on them?
Yeah, there's a lot of different stories. I mean, every community is kind of doing it in different ways. There's a bunch of churches that are doing this, that they take property that they used to have to just mow and are letting neighbors come on to the property and grow food for themselves. There's one in North Tacoma, Grace Baptist Church, and they had this just this big lot that was covered with blackberries, and it was just a kind of a maintenance problem for them. So now they've opened it up. There's a bunch of immigrants that live in that neighborhood that are in apartments that wouldn't be able to grow food for themselves that are now able to access the land, and people are working together to grow food. There's a lot of people in our community actually that have plots at a number of different community gardens and just grow a bunch of food so they can give it to their friends and neighbors. There's a lot of property that is owned by the city of Tacoma that they were also not really able to care for well, and so they've just begun turning that over to the community. And so there's one, one of the more recent ones was built just west of the Tacoma Mall, and it's a piece of property that was just kind of an ugly vacant lot. People used to use it to cut through, and now there's a group of people that have made it beautiful, and they're working to grow food there, and it's a safe place for kids to play. The original plan was to also build a little basketball court there so that the kids have something to do besides gardening if their parents are gardening. So there's a lot of fun things, a lot of different things. It really depends. When you go into a community and ask them, so what do you want to see in your neighborhood? Like, why do you want to work so hard to make your neighborhood better? People have different reasons. And so we really try and help them figure out what those reasons are and then help them get the resources they need to make their project a success.
So for those guys who are in communities and they want to start a community garden in their area and they just don't know where to start or who to call or what to do, what would be the first step to starting a community garden in your neighborhood or in the park or the playground in your neighborhood where you are? Do you need any permits or anything like that? Who would we contact?
Yeah, they're really different. Every piece of property has kind of a different route to getting it to be a community garden. So the very first thing to do is to start talking to your neighbors, start talking to your friends, because a vacant lot is just a vacant lot if it doesn't have a community of people that want to make it something more. And so if you start talking to friends and neighbors and people that you see kind of around and you get the feeling that people want to work together to do something like that, then you call me. And our staff will help you, like, find a piece of property that works, It's a lot easier in many ways to find a piece of property that is publicly owned. A lot of our public institutions are really supportive of this type of activity. So if it's City of Lakewood or City of Tacoma or, you know, Metro Parks, like those types of things, or wherever you're listening, like it's the public agencies that if they're supportive, it's sometimes easier because there's easier access to things like water and insurance and those sorts of things. You can also develop private land. It's easier, again, if it's like owned by a private institution like a church or a other kind of nonprofit. It is more difficult if it's just a private individual's lot, but it's not impossible. I mean, there's a lot of different. We have 66 gardens in Pierce County, and they're all really different. And so the most important thing is finding a group of people that want to work together, because it's not an easy chore. It's not something that's going to be done in a month or two. It's really taking on a long-term investment in making your neighborhood better through some physical improvements and a lot of relationship building. And so talk to your neighbors first and then call us, and we'll help you navigate all the challenges. And then really try and, one of the things we do for communities is help facilitate a conversation around what's the vision and what's the purpose and what are some of the important things that get needed to get answered before work can get underway.
And you're definitely right about that, and it takes a dedication. This is a long-term project, and I think that's something that we definitely need to understand when we decide to do a community garden, because any good farmer knows that time is the most important thing with any foundation that you lay down or any seed that you plant. And that goes to my next question is with maintaining the garden. And, you know, because a lot of us are not green thumbs.
Yeah.
I put a couple of seeds in a couple of little smaller pots. I started off small because I live in an apartment complex, and I actually live on a third floor. But my patio is pretty nice because it has all this open space, and the sun comes through there very well. So they're growing and they're sprouting. But the question is, you know, with maintaining a garden and not really knowing too much about gardening, are there workshops that the community that would need to go to look out for, you know, maybe contaminated vegetables or maybe a weed popping up here or how to maintain it, the community garden itself? Or is that something that you guys just do?
Yeah, we work to coordinate a lot of different educational resources for people, kind of depending on what their learning style is and how they really want to be engaged in this. On our website, you can find information about the classes that we do in partnership with Pierce County. It's called our Edible Gardens Workshop Series, and that is really designed to be kind of a gardening 101. Like, if you've never even touched a seed before, like, what do you need to know to be successful? And it's designed to not give you every answer to every question, but kind of a framework so you can begin to think about how to begin, and then some of the confidence to just get started. Because once you start doing it, then you'll have new questions, and then you can find new answers. We also have in Pierce County a really great resource in the Washington State University Master Gardeners. And so you can reach out to that program and try and find a mentor that's willing to work with your garden, and then you can have a person that's there to answer all your questions. And they actually have a whole workshop series now designed to train people to be community garden specialists, because the traditional track only focused on vegetables for a little bit. It was a pretty general training on rhododendrons and lawns and, you know, perennials. And so now the community garden specialist track is a partnership with us, and we work to make sure that people who are trained to really be resources for community gardens, because you're exactly right that a lot of these groups want to see this happen but don't have the skills necessarily to make the garden beautiful right away. Gardening is something that a lot of us didn't grow up with, you know, especially if you grew up in a city. And then there's another resource in Tacoma in the Hilltop called the Galucci Learning Garden. They have their own website, GalucciLearningGarden.org, and they do also classes and workshops and work parties. And those work parties are open to the public, so anybody that just wants to get their hands dirty and practice a little bit is welcome to drop in and kind of work alongside experts. And they teach classes all season long as well. And so there's a lot of different stuff between the regular classes and the events that we do. Like last week's summit was a bunch of workshops, And then one of the best ways to learn is just to find people in the community that know. And then you have a really great resource you can go to all the time. And so we work to try and help people find each other, because it's that kind of just hanging out in the garden in the evening, chit-chatting about why this plant's doing better than that plant, that real learning can happen.
You are absolutely right, and there are people in your community. I think that a lot of us underestimate the, you know, the outreach people that's in our community in the gardens, and, you know, we're not networking with each other. And I encourage everybody that's tuned in live and that's going to archive the show later is to go over and talk to your neighbor and get to know your neighbor. And, you know, even if it starts with a friendly smile, you never know what that person is doing in your community. My next question is there any grants available in the Pierce County that's being granted to communities to help out with a starter with a community garden, as it's seeds and soil and, you know, tool supplies and stuff like that? Or is that something that initially that community will have to come together and raise money to do?
It depends some on the type of property. But yeah, there's a lot of good resources out there. The thing is, it takes a little while, and so a lot of times groups want a grant right away to get started, and you kind of have to get started in order to be eligible to get a lot of the grants. But we have a partnership with Pierce County where we work to provide grants to help people build compost bins, and there's some money to kind of help build the garden as well, because you can't compost if you haven't built the garden first. So that's one opportunity. You can contact us to find out more. There's the Greater Tacoma Community Foundation has grants to support small projects in the communities, and so this type of project would be eligible for those. And then our organization, the Pierce Conservation District, has a grant fund called the Green Partnership Fund, and those are grants that are eligible for this type of project as well. You can get up to $10,000 to start this type of thing in the community. And then there's other kind of, depending on the type of property, there can be other resources. For instance, the city of Tacoma is supplying resources for the gardens that are on its property. And so it depends on, you know, who's the property owner and who else is invested in seeing that property be better. Who's already caring for it and spending money on caring for it if it is maintained, like, by a park. And so in many cases, you know, they're already spending money on the upkeep of a park, and so sometimes there is some money available to turn part of that park into a community garden. So it really is dependent on the type of property, and it also depends on what's the purpose of the garden. I mean, if the garden wants to become a place where kids can learn about growing vegetables, well, then there's grants that are supporting that type of activity. If the garden wants to grow a bunch of food for people in the community that they know are housebound and not able to get out, then that's a different type of activity, and there might be grants for that. And then our program works to, we have a lot of generous support from the City of Tacoma's TAGRO program, and so the soil products necessary to make good gardens are available for free through our program for community gardens, and we certainly would not be as successful as we are today without that generous support. And so community gardens can get that resource to help get going. And then we work to coordinate kind of connecting people to each other to get seeds early in the spring. We do our first big event of the year is called a seed swap. And so we encourage people to just buy one packet of seeds and show up, and we'll give you little envelopes, and you can divide those seeds into multiple containers, because you often don't need 100 different lettuce seeds. And then you can trade with people that are there. And usually we get so many seeds there. People walk home with so many seeds ready to get going for that year. So yeah, there's a lot of great resources out there. There's more all the time as we kind of learn from each other what people need and kind of get more momentum for this type of work.
Well, you heard it here right here on Diva Spot Radio. I got Kristen alive in the building. We're just talking more about community gardens and seeds. We're going to get more. Let's go ahead and take a music break. Let's get into some Adele. Rumor has it, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard.
Stranger. ain't got your love anymore.
Grind, y'all. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. That was Adele right there. What rumor has it? Rumor has it that me and Kristen is live on air talking about step your game up and start a community garden. If you want to do something big in your community, one thing that you can do in your community is start a community garden. I think it's just an awesome thing to do, and it has so many ways of benefiting the community and helping out, because you never know what's going on. And then we see those stories on the news and the people of starvation and the baby starving starvation. Nobody should be starving in this land. We can do so much. We can live off the land. That's what we did before. We should do that now. And Kristen, I definitely believe that you can agree with that.
I totally agree with that. There's so many resources in all of our communities, and sometimes we just need a little extra help connecting.
You're right. We need a little extra help connecting and getting to know each other, and stop being scared to talk to your neighbor. This is another thing that I wanted to speak about, because we're doing community events and, bringing people together and just getting them connected to each other, introducing them to each other. How is that process for you? Do you find it surprising that people are not networking with each other? Is it a little bit difficult for you to bring these people together and get them to agree?
Yeah, community gardens are, it's definitely a lot of work. And, people have to grow and stretch and build relationships sometimes with people that they may not have expected to be in relationship with. But community gardens are kind of magic that way, and that food is one thing we all have in common. It doesn't matter, who you voted for or what you do in your free time. We all got to eat. And so food and, like, the growing of food is so kind of essential and core to our survival that coming together around that process really serves to bring people together, even if they might not think they have that much in common otherwise. And so then once you've built that common ground, then you might be surprised. You have all sorts of other things in common, too. But because you listen to different music or live in different neighborhoods, then maybe you wouldn't have thought that you'd find a friend in this person. And so when I ask people why they like community gardening, they don't necessarily talk to me about the tomatoes. They talk to me about all the new friends they have in their neighborhood and how good it feels to be in their neighborhood because now they know everybody.
And it's great to know the people in your community, and what better way to come together over food? There's something about food that just connects people in such a great way. And that's my next question as far as, like, when is a good time to start a community garden to get a proper, a good growth by July? So when should we start planting seeds as, like, of green onions and plum tomatoes and vegetables and squash to be able to enjoy them by the Taste of Tacoma come around?
Yeah, in this climate, you really can plant something any day of the year. We have a really mild climate, and so you can plant food seriously almost any day of the year. If you want to have ripe tomatoes by the Taste of Tacoma, then you should probably get them in the ground like the middle of May to the end of May. Early June, you're probably still okay. But it really takes for communities to come together, like, from scratch. Like, people don't know each other and need to get on the same page before they build their community garden. It can take, like, 6 to 9 months to actually build the garden. So I recommend that if people are thinking about this, I mean, they can start any time, but if you want to get your crops in for a summer harvest, you want to start talking about the community garden in the fall before. And so then you have a lot of time to plan and get ready and get it built so that there's not, like, a hurry then to get crops out into the garden for a summer harvest.
Oh, wow. I think, yeah, you want to start early and come together collectively and start thinking. What would you say that would be some good seeds to plant for a community garden?
Yeah, you know, in this climate, an easy way to start is with some of the salad greens, lettuce and kale and arugula. Like, those things are super easy, and you can have food in, like, 6 weeks. Anything you eat the leaves of is easier than something that you have to wait for the fruit. Because if you think about it, like a tomato, you have to, like, grow all the leaves, and then you make a fruit, and then you have to ripen that fruit. And it's just a much longer process than something like a head of lettuce. And so I encourage people to always plant some of the greens, because that's super easy. Tomatoes are something that everybody loves. The fresh garden tomato is really something, like, there's nothing like it. You can't buy one in the store. And so there's a few tomato varieties that are pretty easy to grow around here. You want to make sure it's bred to be healthy in this climate, because we don't have a lot of hot summer days like the Midwest. So there's a couple, though, that work really well. Stupici is one that's really good at handling our cold springs and produces a lot of tomatoes and pretty early. And then one that I think is probably a lot of people's favorite is called Sun Gold. And that one is also makes the little orange cherry tomatoes, and you can just stand out in the garden and snack on those, and people love that.
Oh, my gosh. I planted some lettuce, and I'm thinking maybe I used too many seeds. Is there such thing as using too
many? You would not be the first one to do that.
Because I'm like, that's really not forming into lettuce. It's not even lettuce, it's a cabbage. And I'm like, these guys don't look like cabbage. They look more like, I'll take a picture and post it on Facebook, but it looks like a little tree. Rather than it looks like a cabbage growing. So is there a such thing as planting over, like planting too many seeds in one pot? Can we over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that happens. And it's really common because the seeds are so small, it's hard to remember how big they get. And it's true, the cabbage does get really big. But the good news is that you can, like, take out the ones that you're not going to have space for and eat them. there's no rule that you got to wait till they get to be a big round ball. They're edible the whole time. So you can clear out space for one to get as big as it needs to be by eating the rest of them.
Okay,
and that's
great.
True for lettuce or any of the other stuff, too. Just eat the ones that aren't going to make it. It's called thinning.
Okay, well, I'm definitely
going to eat it. Or snacking.
Yeah, or snacking. Because I'm looking at it, and I'm like, it looks like a tree. It's healthy. It's growing. And I'm still surprised that I actually grew something, but I'm glad that we grew something. But, you know, I'm just like, I think I put too many seeds in here, but we'll see later.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, I've seen on a website, which I thought that was, you know, was very interesting that I wanted to talk to you about, and it was the Mother Earth News Fair that's coming up. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I actually have never been, but I'm hoping to go this year. It's basically a big fair where everybody who's interested in this type of stuff, connecting more to the planet and having healthier lifestyles, gets together and shares what's going on. And so my organization will have a booth out there, the Pierce Conservation District, and it should be a good time. I think this is only the second or third time that it's happened in Pierce County, and so I'm looking forward to getting out there this year.
That is very, very awesome. I'm taking a look at the garden. I don't want to say the name wrong over here in Tacoma, and it's the Galucci. Am I saying this
the
right?
The Galucci, yeah,
Galucci. The Galucci Garden. Are we able to go down there? Does the farmers market set up there? Are we able to go down there and purchase vegetables and whatnot?
Yeah, the farmers market is actually a couple blocks away, but you could certainly go to the farmers market and get some vegetables and get like some snacks, and then walk over to the garden and sit in the garden and enjoy your snacks and look at the view. It's designed to be a demonstration garden, so anybody can just walk through and learn how to garden by kind of seeing how things are done, and there's some signs that kind of show you how. And then the schedule should be posted there so you can see when the workshops are that are coming up. They do workshops on Wednesday night, and they do work parties on Saturdays. And I believe they're taking registrations for the next season. You can go to the website and sign up for a class.
But
it's designed
great.
To be the kind of site that you can just walk through and learn from.
I'm just taking a look at it. I'm going to be visiting it. Not this week, next week. Next week we're going to be all in the 70s here in Washington and Tacoma and Lakewood area. We are going to be 70 degrees all next
Woo-hoo!
Week. So we're looking like we're going to get very hot. So get happy about that and go visit that community garden. Because we get rain over here. I'm not going to say we get crazy, crazy rain, but it can rain out of nowhere. Just literally out of nowhere. It can start raining. But if we're going to be in a 70-degree weather next week, you're going to be in somebody's garden eating some really juicy tomatoes.
Yeah.
I know I will. Oh, Chris, I want to thank you so much for coming to Step Your Game on Saturdays. Why don't you let them know how they can contact you and reach out to you to have you come out and talk to them about starting their community gardens. How would they contact you?
So you can go to our webpage, harvestpiercecounty.org, and on there is my contact information. My phone number is 253-363-1846. Just shoot us a call, and we'll find the time to meet and talk about what you're hoping to do, and we'll figure out how to support you.
All right. Thank you so much for coming through. Make sure you check her out. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, where we promote, showcase nothing but entrepreneurs and community talk. We're going to get into some more hot topics. We're going to take another music break. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And also make sure you check us out and follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio. Let's get into some Bugs Calhoun. I just want to love you.
Love you, girl.
Five
you a dime. I don't really know what the hell was going through my mind when I did that. No, she's attached, it was just that. It was nothing more, nothing less. It don't take away from how I feel about you. I know you heard it all before, but what I'm saying is true. We got too much history to be true. Remember the first time we met, well, I do. I remember when we made it official.
Remember that, baby?
It seemed like just the day you told me you wanna be my boo. Then told me you love me, I said I love you too. After that, it was history. Girl, it's plain to see. You was meant to be right next to me, kissing you, holding you, wanting you, girl.
Girl, I just wanna love you. Like the air that I breathe. Girl, I just wanna love you. Because you're the only one I need. Girl, I just wanna love you. Oh, 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 oh. Girl, I just wanna love you.
Wanna love you.
Love you.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, C. Yo, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. If I could take you out, show you a good time, oh, wow. Invite you to my house, give it my number. Girl, you can call me, and don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Leslie Wilson.
I was wondering if I could take you out.
Got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just the one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
I was wondering if I could take you out,
invite you to my house.
Here's my number,
girl,
and don't forget me.
Call me.
Oh, 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 oh.
one hell of a deja vu.
Have I seen you somewhere before?
I know you've heard this somewhere.
You know I want you there for sure.
And that's why I'm introducing myself.
Hey,
how
you doing? My name is Charlie.
First name Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could take you out.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that. They just wanna got the fire. I'm breaking every noise. All I need tonight is a microphone. Hitting notes so high. My phone's ghetto. Carries like Mariah. This is what I'm singing every time I feel it.
Guys, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV Staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LG's Time. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
One day, we will have to stand before the God of history, and we will talk in terms of things we've done. It seems that I can hear the God of history saying, that was not enough, but I was hungry, and you fed me not.
My mind's tripping like MLK is on long distance. I hear his wisdom, his speech make my thoughts different. Closed mouth don't get fed, closed ears neither. Knowledge is money and the ATM will be the speaker. Power to reach a million souls, no comparing that. Huey Newton, mind frame, partner with your serenet. Keep a close knit, tight circle for the self-defense. Asking God about these activities that I'm meddling in. Losing the game means dying, man, I better win. Preacher man don't like my kind, man, I better sin. In a city living, ain't no love for my kind, bro. So we gotta hustle, play. Doesn't puff and pine slow, mind sharp, eyes low. Focus on the dream though. Ask me what I mean and I'ma ask you what you mean, yo. Martin had a dream but he didn't really sleep though. Y'all stay sleep so the snooze is what you reach for. Mean young queens turn to CEOs. Young kings get sick quick to see the CEOs. And they give us plenty booze smoke. But they'll never ever truly give us what we need, yo. And y'all still here begging for permission. Man, just listen.
Why? You don't know. Don't tell me, Negro, that's nothing.
know I wasn't black cause he with me and I ain't know how to take that. Face facts, the fast lane is a racetrack, so if you ain't a white stripe, then you gotta stay black. I learned that way back in middle school, in fact, principal put his hands on me, I whooped him, he had to take that. Figured that he couldn't even call the law, not knowing in my city the would've got off. Stupid. Shit's propped up and still crooked. How the news keep it in your face and you overlook it. If blacks got all the crack, who showed them how to cook it? Fiends got the brown, but who showed them where to put it? Questions never raised on my city full of lost souls. Staring straight ahead, not knowing we at the crossroads. I don't say time for change, man, it's been that. People looking at me sideways, I can sense that. My own best friend, where your friends at? Try to stop my mission and I'ma have to defend that. Cause y'all still here begging for permission. Man, just listen.
Check this out. You can't be no more offended by my curses than what's really going on. That's real. That's real, y'all. That's real. Y'all gotta be able to teach that. You gotta be teach that. Because you letting the media and the white man, like I saw, you let them say that the rappers ain't real, and you know you gotta either be, you know, the intelligent person or you're a gutter person. We all the same. We all feel it like y'all feel it. I just can't hold a straight face when I see it.
Right. If the church took half the money that they was making and gave it back to the community, we'd be all right. If they take half the buildings that they used to praise God and gave it to mothers and others who need God, we'd be all right. We'd be all right. Have you seen some of these entire churches lately? It's ones that take up the whole block in New York. It's homeless people out here. Why ain't God letting them stay here?